Good morning. Joanne Fox joins me on this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. It's not only the first day of the month, it's the first Cultural Continuum of the month. We'll be uncovering a lot of first things of the summer as we make our way through Cultural Continuum this morning. Hey there, Joanne.
Hey there, Steve.
Thanks for joining me, and thank you for tuning in to Cultural Continuum. One of the firsts, the summer first, it's today is the first Sioux City Food Truck Fridays. It's the third season of Food Truck Fridays. They've got a new location this year. It's off Pearl. It's in Pearl Street Park. Food trucks from across the region are offering a variety of lunch options beginning today and every Friday through August 24th. They open up shop at 11 o'clock. They'll go till 1:30 this afternoon. Again, that's at Pearl Street Park. If you'd like more information about that, you can go to their Facebook page, for Sioux City Food Truck Fridays.
This is not a first, but it's the 42nd Les Hills Prairie Seminar. It's going to take place this weekend, Friday through Sunday. It's hosted by the Monona County Conservation Board. Includes children's programs, Native American storytelling, singing, drumming, campfires, breakout sessions, everything from prairie photography and dragonflies to geocaching, flora, fauna, farming. Say that fast three times. Lots more information at leshillsprairieseminar.com.
Siouxland Public Media presents Odes, next live storytelling event, and that will be tonight. It's returning to the Marquee, which is the same place it was last time in downtown Sioux City on historic 4th Street there. Live music from Food for Thought host Adrian Colbo to get things started at 7 o'clock, and then folks start to tell true stories live on stage. The theme is standing out, fitting in, and finding your way. There's also a community art project which will be on display, and that is based on the theme of belonging. So two themes, there's storytelling, there's music, it's a whole deal. Go to kwit.org or find Ode's Facebook page to learn more.
And this is a first. Shot in the Dark Productions is going to open the Gin Game tonight, and then showtimes will continue through June 17th. This two-person, two-act play, two strangers enter into a seemingly harmless game of gin rummy, but when one of them goes on an instant winning streak, tensions build within their new friendship, and the conversation starts to get very personal. And that stars John Mangan and Denise Hyman, and Shot in the Dark, of course, in downtown Sioux City there. On that would be Nebraska Street. So check it out, shotinthedarkproductions.org.
That's at the Evelyn Larson Theater.
Very good, Steve. That's right.
The Siouxland Pride Alliance is hosting a Pride Prom tonight at First Unitarian Church. The theme is Under the Sea. It will have a mini drag show, karaoke, and dancing from 8 to 11 p.m. Find the Facebook page for Siouxland Pride Alliance.
The 9th annual Bike Sucks is on Saturday. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. at Caribou Coffee. That's downtown. I guess that's in the plaza, right?
Yeah,
Caribou Coffee, right. Okay, so don't go downtown. Go to the plaza.
I
call it the Sunset
Minerva.
Plaza. There we go. There it is. We put it in perspective, listeners. It's out by Minerva's. The bike ride then starts at 9 a.m., and then there's an option to take a short ride to Bamboo's Drive. Dock or a longer ride to Jefferson, South Dakota. Lots of stops along the way. Look up Bike Sucks, S-U-X, on Facebook.
Sioux City Parks and Recreation presents Yoga in the Park. That's another first. That begins its summer tomorrow. Yoga classes will be offered each Saturday at 9 o'clock in the green space by the Sergeant Floyd River Museum through the month of August. Participants should bring their own yoga mat and bring your own water. You want to hydrate.
Oh, absolutely.
For the yoga.
Yeah, and it's kind of neat because that is a free opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And check that out. This is another free opportunity. Gigi's Playhouse in Sioux City presents language, music, and our peeps. And that's going to be Saturday, 10 a.m. It's an interactive program designed to guide parents and young children through learning basic sign language and other forms of communication using music and language-based activities. It is recommended for children ages 6 months to 3 years. Lots more information on that at gigisplayhouse.org.
Sioux City Railroad Museum is hosting Reading by the Rails tomorrow morning. That gets underway at 10:30. It's a monthly reading program for kids, and they'll be discussing railroad-themed books and a creative activity are used to foster a love of reading. Go to SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org. org.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center presents How to Win a Pulitzer, and that's going to be on Sunday at 2 p.m. In this hour-long program, Sioux City Journal columnist Tim Gallagher will interview Art Cullen. He is the editor of the 2017 Pulitzer Prize-winning Storm Lake Times. Gallagher began his journalism career there at the Storm Lake Times when the family-owned newspaper was founded in 1990, and it's really interesting. The Cullens have long been involved in journalism in Northwest Iowa, and to hear Art talk about winning that Pulitzer Prize is really terrific. So again, at the Betty Strong Encounter Center down there at the riverfront, Sunday at 2.
You know, Joanna, I've been sending in high school rugby scores to the sports section for 3 years now, and I still have not won a Pulitzer.
Oh, darn, Steve, just hang in there.
Okay. Author Anna Redsand will be reading from her memoir, To Drink from the Silver Cup, From Faith Through Exile and Beyond. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Town Square Coffee House in Orange City. Red Sand's story is one of her reconciling her conservative Christian upbringing with her sexual orientation.
Sioux City Parks and Recreation presents the first municipal band concert of the season. That's going to be on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the Grandview Park Bandshell. It will be a children's themed program, including music from Beauty and the Beast and Coco, and will feature the Siouxland Youth Chorus. SiouxCity.org has more information on that.
That's one of the firsts that we alluded to
one
earlier.
One of the firsts, yes.
Bullying, a community issue conference, is being held at Briarcliff University on Monday morning. It begins at 8 in the morning with keynote speaker Dr. Alan Heisterkamp, serving as director of the Center for Violence Prevention and the Governor's Office on Bullying Prevention at the University of Northern Iowa.
The Sioux City Public Library Morningside Branch is hosting an open book club. That'll be on Monday at 5 p.m. This month's book discussion features The Lost City of the Monkey God. The author of that is Douglas Preston. So you might want to run out and get that book. You got enough time to maybe read it over the weekend. And then, of course, always more information, SiouxCityLibrary.org.
Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Woodbury County Extension is holding a two-day camp called Explore My World, Passport to Adventure on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Midtown Family Community Center. Kids who have completed kindergarten up to third grade will explore a variety of cultures through activities like dance, music, sports, games, and food.
Support Siouxland Soldiers invites local veterans and military families to a barbecue supper and resource fair. That's going to be on Tuesday, June 5th. It goes from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Long Lines Family Rec Center. That event is free with proof of military service. And more information on that, supportsiouxlandsoldiers.com.
Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the Woodbury County Extension location, is hosting an all-day camp for kids called Grow With Us. That'll be Wednesday. Kids can grow their gardening knowledge and cooking skills and also do a craft project throughout the day. Camp gets underway at 8 in the morning.
Downtown Live presents Split Lip Rayfield. That's going to be on Thursday, June 7th. Starts at 6 p.m. on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. Split Lip Rayfield plays thrash grass music, which combines acoustic bluegrass, country, metal, and punk. DowntownLiveSC.com for more information.
And we'll leave you with music from Split Lip Rayfield. Get an idea of what exactly thrash punk grass is. another first, Downtown
first.
Live of the summer. On behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Allie Carson, if you'd like to submit something, you can do that via our website, kwit.org. For Siouxland Public Media and Cultural Continuum, I'm Steve Smith.
If I lose my way, I'll strike back again.